Hi guys, thanks very much for tuning in to the MCM Expo footage at WeDoTech.net. So far so good on the second day, we've managed to check out many different games, including that of Tekken 5. Interesting. James has also played many other games as well, like Borderlands for instance, we checked that out yesterday, and Left 4 Dead 2, which in my eyes was very, very good. A few glitches here and there, but I think once they've ironed out the glitches, it's going to be a good, interesting game.
Yeah, it's much of the same of what we already know about Left 4 Dead 2. This time it's set in place a lot more in lighter surroundings. And there's almost a comedic style to some of the game. When we were playing the demo and the entrance of it, there was a sort of carnival-style music, jolly-style music, when you were mincing up different zombies.
It's quite interesting.
It's an interesting game. There's a couple of there's a new zombie breed that I come across that are spitting out poison. Now I know that they obviously had that in the original Left 4 Dead,
the boomer,
but there's a slightly different variant of them. So be interested to see what happened to the breed of that. We were told prior by EA that, you know, there are some glitches and little bugs with the demo and stuff like that. We didn't notice anything of that. What I will say is that the image quality of the game is definitely cannot be the full representation of how it's going to look, because what we saw didn't look very, very pretty. It was jagged, pixelated, and stuff like that in some places. So, you know, we cannot mark that down because we were told prior that this was a very early build of the game. But it is much of the same. Don't expect to find a great deal of new stuff. I mean, sure, if there was lots of new stuff about this game, surely they would have come down here and shown it to us, rather than... So it must be very much the same formula. New characters, but I got to use the frying pan, and boy, was it very, very satisfactory to hit zombies over the head with a frying pan.
But that's been done before. That was done in
That was done in Dead Rising.
Dead Rising, yeah.
But it was not no first-person shooter hasn't been done.
I think it was... Isn't this game made off the same engine of Dead Rising?
What, Left 4 Dead's made out of Valve's engine, and Dead Rising's made by an engine that Capcom have been using, so
very
it's not.
Similar, very similar, though.
It was just a shame about the graphics, I think. But,
you know, all in all, it was a good game, and if you like a good multiplayer cooperative, then I'm sure it'd be something. The only thing about Left 4 Dead is that there's no storyline in neither of the games. And I think, really, if they added a bit of a storyline to it, it would have made it more interesting and a bit more playable. But either way, it was a really good game. I thought it was good. I would give it probably an 8 out of 10, to be honest.
Well, from what we played, it's definitely there as mediocre to good. But we just played too little of it to get an idea what's going on. There was a system link, but the only thing that we had was a multiplayer co-op. So it's I don't know at the moment, without researching, as to whether there's going to be any new multiplayer modes to the game itself. But either way, it was good. I've got to be honest, I wouldn't have queued up and played for that. I wouldn't have queued up. Some people were queuing up to an hour yesterday to play that.
Yeah, definitely not worth an hour queue. Anyway, that's it for now, and we'll check you out very soon. See ya. Bye.